So I want to talk about two contrasting experiences this week that relate to the flotilla and to what happened. On Thursday, together with a number of representatives of NGOs, I attended a meeting with Alistair Burt, the minister responsible for the Middle East. And it was interesting to hear his comments and what he had to say. First of all, the British government has deplored the deaths. They have not condemned the action of Israel as they should have done. Secondly, when they talk about the Security Council call for an inquiry, I think it's important to stress that the terms that they're using are for an impartial inquiry, not an independent inquiry. And what the United States and Britain have acquiesced to, and the Security Council have acquiesced to, is an inquiry being carried out by the Israelis themselves. That's the reality of it. And lastly, in respect of the challenges, well, two things, further things that we challenged him about. One was the question of universal jurisdiction. That is the right of citizens in this country to seek to issue an arrest of people responsible for war crimes, such as General Olmog, who was attempted to be arrested last year, you may remember, for his role in attacking Gaza. And it's clear that this government does not have any intention of allowing that to happen in the future. They gave a commitment in their election that they were going to repeal legislation that referred to universal jurisdiction. And lastly, when they talk about saying they want to bring an end to the blockade, I think that's weasel words. It's weasel words for saying they're going to talk to Israel about how the blockade might be mitigated. And you're hearing talks about that at the moment. We don't want the blockade to be mitigated. We want the blockade to end. And we want the British government to play a part in that. Friends, that response on Thursday, on every single point that the British minister expressed, was challenged by all of us who were there forthrightly and consistently, and we gave no quarter or no concessions to the sort of attitude that the British government displays. Let's not give them any credit whatsoever. They have done nothing to alleviate the plight of the Palestinian people. They have not taken any action. In contrast to that, earlier in the week, on Monday morning when the assassinations, the murders took place, I was in attendance at the first policy conference of UNITE, a union of nearly 2 million members, which has just been formed as a result of amalgamation of a number of unions. On their very first morning, in response to what had happened, they passed a resolution condemning the action of the Israeli government and expressing their support and solidarity with the people who've been murdered and with the people who've been injured. Later that week, the UCU passed a resolution similarly expressing their anger and their concerns. Unison National Executive passed a resolution similarly. And on Wednesday, UNITE went even further. And I have to tell you, just as a preamble, that UNITE was made of two separate unions, the Transport and General and Amicus. And the former General Secretary of Amicus was the leading light in the Trade Union Friends of Israel and is still active in that. So it's a hallmark of the sort of changes that people have talked about is actually moving through, in my view, in British opinion. And that conference decision unanimously passed, with people responding extremely positively to forceful and militant speeches that were made from the platform, call for a boycott of Israel, call for disinvestment from Israeli companies and sanctions against Israel. That view now actually predominates within the trade union movement. And that's the kind of campaign that we have to build on. On Thursday, on Saturday, you may have seen a letter, and I'll read it to you briefly. It's only a very short letter. And it said the following: "We condemn the Israeli attack on the Gaza flotilla, taking urgently needed aid to the blockaded Palestinian people of Gaza. We condemn the unlawful actions which led to the killing of at least 9 peace activists and injuries to many more. We call for an immediate and unconditional end to the Israeli government blockade of Gaza. We call on the British government and the European Union to suspend the EU-Israel Association Agreement and to end their support for the blockade and collective punishment of the men, women and children of Gaza. We call for support for a policy of boycott of Israeli goods, disinvestment from Israeli companies and sanctions against Israel until justice for the Palestinian people has been achieved. And that letter was signed by Tony Woodley, the General Secretary, Joint General Secretary of UNITE, Dave Prentice, the General Secretary of UNISON, Christine Blower, the General Secretary of the National Union of Teachers, Billy Hayes of the Postal Workers, Bob Crow of the Railway Workers, and Mark Sawatka of PCS, alongside Hugh Lanning, the National Chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign. That's an indication of the potential is there. We have to translate that into a reality. We have to make that active. We have to be able to build the kind of action that we're seeing taking place across the world. And if you have a look at the PSC website, I've tried to put on there all of the action that's taking place in different parts of the world. From New Zealand, Australia, Canada, from areas of Latin America, across Europe, trade unionists are saying they condemn what took place. In Sweden, the Swedish dock workers are going to, for a week, refuse to load or unload any Israeli ships which come into their ports. Earlier last year, the South African dock workers refused to unload an Israeli ship which was delivering goods to South Africa. We are not at that stage in Britain, but that's the kind of objective we have to build. We have to transform this campaign into a mass campaign like the anti-apartheid movement. The Palestinian people will win, as the South African people will win, won rather, because of the international mass campaign that put pressure on the government of South Africa and will put pressure on the government and the people of Israel to say they cannot continue to act in the way in which they have. That's why it's vital that we take seriously the requests and the urging and the calls that have been made from this platform to build that mass campaign. Not to see this as a... This is not just one simple meeting. What we have to do is to put the focus on the Israeli government, the Israeli state and the Israeli army. They are the culprits responsible for the murder of those who were on the ships travelling to Palestine. I urge you to build that campaign, not to be diverted, but to build a united campaign that has a clear focus on the Israeli government and the Israeli army. That's where we have to draw our attention and put our attention also on the British government and the United States for their complicity in allowing Israel to act with impunity, to act in the way it does. Let's build that mass campaign. Join the Palestine Solidarity Campaign and let's build a united mass activity to defeat the actions of Israel in blockading the Palestinian people and denying justice to the Palestinian people. Thank you.